Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are with the Juno Gastineau Rotary to highlight free ice skating on Friday and their annual bulb sale. We have Kim Kiefer and Paul Dick. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Juno Gastineau Rotary, there are several clubs here in town. Which one are you?
So we're what they call the breakfast club. So we meet Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. right next door at the Ramada. There are actually four clubs in Juno. And so we're the early risers.
Yeah.
Got it. So we know about the bulb sale. We're going to talk about that in a minute and the free skating. Before we get to that, Paul, tell us a little bit about what you all invest your time in.
Yeah, I'm a master gardener, and so I grow lots of plants. I have a big, beautiful yard in Juno here and grow rotary bulbs and lots of different variety of plants.
Got it. And what are some other things, Kim, that the club invests in here in town?
You know, one of the things, the last few years, all clubs have gotten together and done a number of different projects. So this weekend, actually, the Auk Lake Wayside will be closed because all the Rotary clubs are getting together and they're going to be putting a shelter up there. So it will be close to the boat launch. If you've been out in Auk Bay by Auk Lake, you can see the pads already there. And so it'll be a nice cedar covered area so people can have picnics and stuff out there. So the clubs have done a number of different projects. Last year, we worked on the Schweitzer Marriott Trail in Lemon Creek. We've worked on some of the playgrounds around town. Our club also is very active with youth exchange. So we have an exchange student here, and we send one out every year. So that's a really good education for us on what's happening in the world and for our students in Juno to be able to go to other places and see how other people live.
Paul, how would you describe the average Rotarian, if you will?
Well, we come from different walks of life, anywhere from, you know, Kim as a city manager and state government folks and business folks. Just a nice cross-section of Juno.
And with, I guess, a philanthropic bend.
Yeah, you know, the whole focus on Rotary is service above self. So how can we give back? And the wonderful thing about Rotary is it's a worldwide organization. So you can go on your travels to explore different places, and you can go to a Rotary meeting and see what they're doing there. And sometimes that's led to clubs partnering together to do projects. You know, there's been clubs in Juno that have done wheelchair projects and brought wheelchairs down to Mexico. And so it's a really wonderful organization where you can help make a difference in the world.
And Juno is a little unique. We have four clubs. And for a size of town that we are, to have four clubs is probably very unique.
Mm-hmm.
But it just reflects, I think, on the community and how active people are in the community and want to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And so this Friday is an example of you basically buying the Treadwell Ice Arena, right, for the community?
for an hour and a half. We want to invite people to come down on Friday the 13th from 7:45 to 9:15 to Treadwell Ice Arena and skate. And so if you're a great skater and you just want to join us, come on down. If you've never skated before, the price includes skate rentals if you need it. So you can just come and have fun, be on the ice for the hour and a half, or if you only have a little bit of time, come for whatever time you have. But it's our way to say thank you to Juno for supporting us to turn around and do projects in the community.
Right. Now, I know you're the breakfast club, but this is 7:45 in the evening, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's 7:45 in the evening.
Got it. Okay. So free ice skating this Friday the 13th at the Treadwell Ice Arena, thanks to the Juno Gastineau Rotary Club. And now the bulb sale. Paul, do you actually grow some of the bulbs that we can purchase in this?
Absolutely. Everything from tulips. I steer a little bit more towards the daffodils, narcissus, because we have deer in our neighborhood. So the deer tend to not go for the daffodils, more for the tulips. So if you do tulips and you have deer, just cover them with a fencing or something to keep them away until they start blooming, and then you're in safe territory.
So this is a silly question, I bet. A lot of us have purchased bulbs, planted them in the ground in the fall, and they often come up in the spring. How do you propagate or grow them and then share them? What's that like?
Well, it's pretty tough actually in Juneau to propagate mm-hmm. bulbs because of our weather and the freeze thaws and that kind of thing. And I think, you know, mostly even down south, tulips are – after a couple of years, they just naturally lose their oomph. So they're somewhat of an annual. Sometimes you get a 2 or 3 years out of them. Some like the grape narcissus, the grape hyacinths, they do propagate on their own, and you can dig them up and separate the bulbs out and keep spreading and spreading them along.
Okay. Kim, these bulb sales are pretty popular. How would you explain the popularity of of the bulb sale and bulbs in Juneau?
Well, I think, you know, planting something and having that nice surprise that comes up in the spring through the snow, and it's like, oh, this is wonderful. And we have a lot of people that are repeat customers because they like that. We vary what we get every year. So if you look back over the last 5 years, there's probably a few that are the same, but we always try and bring in new ones, new colors, new kinds. The last couple years, we've added peonies, which are brand new, as well as garlic. People don't think about garlic being a bulb, and it's not a flowering, but when June and July comes around, you get the scape that you can eat off the top, and then you dig it up and dry it, and you have garlic for the rest of the year.
Another thing we do, too, are some public plantings, like in the roundabout on both in Auk Bay and Douglas at the bottom of the bridge there. We plant for the public. And last year I went and planted some bulbs around the whale. So hopefully we can do some more planting along there too.
Were those official or kind of like guerrilla plantings?
Guerrilla plantings.
When you figure
with permission, I did get permission.
Oh, okay. When you realize you have too many for where you wanted to plant, it's like, okay, what am I going to do with these? So you just
go
find
out. The Gastineau Rotary, I can see the headline now.
Yeah. Right.
Sneaking
busted
bulbs into the ground. If we want to get involved, get bulbs at our house, how can we do that?
You can go on rotarybulbs.com, and the sooner you do that, the better, because some of our selections are sold out. And I just wanted to add that we have a committee of us master gardeners in the club get together, and we pick out things that grow here. So there's lots of other plants and bulbs in the catalog, but we specifically get things that grow in Juneau.
And do I understand correctly, too, that you can actually have people come to your house and plant them for you?
You can, yeah. We call those our power planters. So you can, for $40 per hour, request that we come in and plant all your bulbs. And so we this year, I think we already have about 40 hours of time that people want us to go plant. And so we're out there in our rain gear and Juneau boots and
October.
Digging the holes. Yeah, in October, sometimes even into November.
Chunking through the frozen
ground. Yeah, and getting them in so that they can come up for people.
And that's also at rotarybulbs.com to sign up for that?
Yep, it is. And you need the important dates to remember is you need to order online by the 23rd of this month. And then you pick up your bulbs at AELNP. They've been very generous to let us use their warehouse for many, many years. And you can pick those up on the 28th between 10 and 2 p.m. And if you don't order and you want to just go to AELNP, we always have some bulbs still there. And a lot of people will pick up their orders and then they'll see some other bulbs. It's like, oh, I have to get those too. So it's a great place to do some extra shopping in the end of the month to pick up what we have left.
And proceeds from this support free skates at Treadwell Ice Arena, shelters at Auk Lake.
Mm-hmm. Our youth exchange program. Yep.
All right. We're speaking with Kim Kiefer and Paul Dick of the Juneau Gastineau Rotary Club. You can meet them this Friday night at the Treadwell Ice Arena for a free skate from 7:45 to 9:15. or you can go to rotarybulbs.com to order your bulbs, but do it by September 23rd.
Got it, Scott. Yeah. Thank
nice
you so much.
Nice to have you on the show. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Thank you.
All right. I want to tell our listeners there is a benefit concert this Thursday at the Elizabeth Petrovich Hall with Bamiwa. All the proceeds from that concert are going to be supporting Tlingit and Haida's Native Language Program. The benefit concert starts at 7 p.m. That's this Thursday. Here's some Bamiwa to take us out of this interview.
Yeah.